For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. A situation developed in Erie County, New York, where the county supervisor, Joel A. Giambra, after reviewing the situation, brought up the thought that it might be better to legalize all drugs.
Last week, we had the unfortunate homicide of a nun who was very much involved in trying to right the lives of people who were in trouble in this community, people who have had prior law enforcement issues, and she ran a group home, and unfortunately, one of the members of that group home has taken her life. And I was asked to comment on this by one of the local media, and I suggested that, you know, this would be a very, while some might think it was inappropriate, a very appropriate time to raise the level of discussion around the whole issue of the drug culture and the criminal aspects of that, what it's doing to urban America, and how, you know, the blood of innocent people is being spilled on the streets of Buffalo, in the urban center and across the country, and that we needed to rethink the strategy that we were using with this war on drugs, the so-called war on drugs, which has been obviously an attack and a war on drugs for over 30 years, and based on the outcomes, it appears that we're losing that war. So I decided to say that we needed to have another discussion to see if we can really have an impact on returning the streets of urban America back to the people and not to the criminals.
I think it's important that we at least begin the discussion on the need for change. What's your thought there, sir?
Well, we definitely have to have a discussion because, again, you know, Albert Einstein, in his definition of insanity, he said that if you believe that you can do things the same way all the time and get a different result, that's insanity. And there are still people in law enforcement today here in Western New York and around the country that believe that you can continue the war on drugs using the same tired solutions and effectuate a different outcome. And the fact of the matter is that's insane. It hasn't worked. It appears that our ability to win the war on drugs with this current policy is just making pretend. And I said it's time to stop pretending. It's time to stop being in denial and recognize that we've got to maybe try a different solution if we're really serious about eradicating the scourge on urban America.
You know, this drug war was supposed to prevent our children having access. It was supposed to stop the violent gangs, etc. But every reason for which it began has now proven quite the opposite.
Absolutely. And the statistics are pretty clear that it has not been effective and will not be effective as long as it's treated as a criminal matter as opposed to a public health issue.
The rest of this interview is on the Century of Lies program for April 28th at drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.